What's up, and welcome to the People of the Score World podcast. Today we have Joint Disgrace. He's an artist I've been listening to recently. He is super cool. If you'd like to introduce yourself a little bit more.
Yo, what's up? My name is Joint Disgrace, but you could call me Josh. And yeah, let's get it. I'm hyped. I am super hyped. Yeah, I'm an artist, bro. I make music. Yeah, SoundCloud rapper, emo rap. Yeah, sorry, I'm bad at this.
it's fine.
But
so, like,
for sure.
What made you want to start doing music?
Dude. Okay, so in elementary, bro, I found like Eminem, right? And I really liked this dude's music, and I just wanted to be like him, and like. Yeah, I started like rap battling and shit.
Nice.
And then, it just started from there. Like middle school, I made like an album. It was really bad, but I've just kept going since then, you know?
Yeah, man.
And yeah, I guess that's why, you know?
Well, nice.
My style has definitely changed since then, though. I used to make like I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It was like I would make the beats myself on like GarageBand on my iPhone. And then like, so it was like completely my own style and everything. It was weird.
You know,
but I would definitely say I've become more in the emo rap genre nowadays.
Definitely. Yeah, like when you said Eminem, I was kind of, you know, like doesn't really sound like Eminem, like the kind of music that you have up like right now.
Definitely not. I haven't even listened to him in like a good couple years, dude.
Damn. I mean, like I have him, you know, like in my playlists and shit, but I don't really like actively listen to him.
Yeah, I feel. Dude. Nowadays, like, I would say, like, my biggest inspirations are, like, Lil Peep and shit, you know?
Nice. Yeah. That's who originally, like, motivated me to do music, but, you know, like, he's not my main inspiration anymore, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. I feel. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, a minute ago, I looked up, like, on YouTube some of your songs, and I saw a lot of them with X Limit.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of I guess like relationship do y'all have, like, you know, in music or prior to music?
Am I allowed to? I don't know how much I'm allowed to speak on, but X Limit's the homie, dog. Like I met him through, I don't know if you know Aiden Hilton.
Yeah,
but yeah, I met him through Aiden. And like, yeah, we made this one track, Razor Blades, and we've been just going hard ever since. X Limit is the homie. Shout out Aiden too. Aiden's the homie.
Yeah,
X Limit, Aiden Hilton. Look him up.
Like just going down your SoundCloud page, like it's a lot of, like, you know, the Aiden and, X Limit.
Yes, definitely. They're both the homies. They're both really cool people. I would definitely check out both of them. Aiden, bro. Oh my god, that dude's the reason like I keep making music, dog.
Nice.
That dude is super cool.
So yeah, like on your SoundCloud page, the first song is Cold World with
Aiden. Me and X Limit's Aiden. Yes. Oh my god. Okay. Do you want me to go into that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Okay, so I've known Aiden since way back. We would go to like the same skate park and everything. Yeah, it was super cool. And like I bought beats from him, you know?
Yeah.
Because he used to be a producer. I think he went by like Young Goth Boy. It was super sick. but yeah, I kind of quit after a while. We made like one song together, and it was like we were both super young. Our audio quality was like super bad. It was a good song.
I remember those days.
But like I remember I was just like, yeah, But like I hit him up one day and I'm like, yo, I think I'm gonna get back into music. And he was like, yo, you should. And then I hit him with that open. And he just went off on it. And yeah, it was super sick. Oh my God.
Nice, bro.
It's still one of my favorite tracks, bro. It is still like my favorite track.
Yeah,
I
okay,
don't
so
know.
like one has to ask, is that the actual first song you ever had on SoundCloud?
No, it isn't. I still have my first song on SoundCloud, but I'm gonna be honest, no one's ever gonna find it because it's so bad. Yeah. No, it's not. And I honestly wish I could find more like my old stuff. Because I had some bangers, bro. I had some bangers. I have a lot of stuff like in my files and stuff that were like the old stuff, but you know. So no, that was not my first track.
Nice.
Definitely not.
Yeah, like I had a bunch of like a bunch of fucking like tr songs like saved onto my laptop, like stuff that I hadn't released yet. And the other day, like all my files got corrupted and I lost all that shit.
No way. Oh my God.
I
That is
know.
whack. Oh
It
my
sucks,
God.
dude. I had like a
I
whole
yeah, I
album.
had everything. No, oh my God, bro. I would be heated. I had all my old tracks were in my files, but I have this thing on my phone where it like automatically offloads my files and I lost them all.
Damn.
Dude, so yeah.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
found a
like,
couple just 'cause like through text messages and stuff, but that's it.
yeah, I like ever since then, whenever I have shit that I have recorded, I'll like send it to I'd send it to other people and like upload it to some of my alts and shit.
Yeah.
'Cause I am
Definitely,
like
definitely.
terrified of losing that shit again.
I feel.
At
Yeah. With the
least,
latest music especially, bro. I've been leaking it to like three or four people attracted.
yeah,
You
bro.
know?
Like, I think that losing songs is like the worst thing that can happen.
Yes. Oh my God. Bro, I would give anything. I made this EP like 2 years ago now. I would legit give anything to hear this EP again, bro. I want to hear like I don't know. You know?
Yeah, like,
It'd be super sick.
you have one up, like, the Candy Hearts Volume 1.
Yes.
Is there like, is there a story behind that, or is it just, a collection?
Okay, so the story behind it, dude, I actually really hate that EP. Okay, like not hate, but like it's not like my favorite, even though it got a lot of love, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I could have went so much harder on it. I wrote and recorded everything in like the span of a couple hours.
Oh
I can't
shit.
cap. Yeah, so it did not come out as good as it could have, but it taught me like how to record. Or how to mix, definitely. Definitely how to mix. I had no idea how to mix before that EP, but I spent like days mixing it, bro. Like days. And I got it to sound as good as it can. And yeah. So it taught me a lot, but like I don't like it a lot. And yeah, it was just kind of rushed. It wasn't not really a story behind it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Just something that happened. Maybe volume two will be better. Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe, I like for the longest time, like on social media and shit, I was talking about this album that I was gonna do, like it was gonna be like, like the best thing since sliced bread. And then I just like dropped it. Like it might see the light of day eventually, but I just dropped that project because I got so tired of it because I had recorded everything, like within like maybe a week. It was 8 tracks. And
Yeah.
like in mixing, I thought it sounded really good, right? And I was playing it on a car, like I think it was like a Nissan or something. I was driving with my sister and she was like, "Is this you?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is." She was like, "This sounds really bad." And So yeah, I took it home and I did like a bunch more work on it for like a couple more days, and I just couldn't get any of the songs to sound right, you know, like the vocals sitting in with the instrumental.
Yeah. It really be like that. It really do. Oh my God, I hate that. Bro, sometimes I'll record for like an hour with like layering and everything, trying to get it to sound perfect, and it just can't. And like, I don't know. I feel
Sometimes
like it's
it's not
all
meant
about
to
how you
be.
mix, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Like I do
Mixing is hard to learn. I can't cap.
kind of like minimal mix on my vocals. You know, just kind of like just to make it sound more tight, I guess, and like a little bit of the reverb shit. But you
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
I with the last song I released, Flowers on Saturn, that was kind of a rush
Dude,
song.
a banger.
It was actually
You
done
think?
like in the span of 2 days. Like I wrote it, recorded it, got the beat for it, mixed it in 2 days, and I put it out.
Hell yeah.
And I, you know, like
I feel.
the only regret I have is I wish I would have put more time into it, I guess, because it could have sounded a lot better.
Yes. I feel that. I feel that. Definitely. It really be like that. But I thought it came out pretty good, bro. I really did.
I mean, yeah, like, you know,
I
it's
definitely fucked
decent.
with that one.
I'm always like super hard on
I mean, I
myself.
feel. Yeah. I feel like every artist is. I definitely am. I will like shit talk my music so much, and then like someone will listen and be like, "Oh, this is fire." And I'm like, "Oh,
Yeah, like,
this? Okay."
it's always like, you know, I hate to say this, but like it's always like the worst people who like hype their music like 24/7.
Yo, sometimes it'd be like that. Some of the people I met who do are like actually like not only good artists, but like super cool people. But I think there is a little bit of a correlation. I could definitely get behind that.
Yeah, I mean,
You know?
I think that the reason being is that if you have like I guess a certain level of self-confidence, which is, you know, that's good for you, but if you can't like
Yeah.
see the flaws in what you're doing, like to fix it and grow from it,
Yeah.
I feel like there's definitely like, you know, something to work on there.
There's a balance. There's a balance that you gotta find. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah,
I could definitely agree with that.
the first song I heard from you was Broken Promises, actually.
Bro, you know, that's like super surprising because that's like legit. I think that might be the smallest one on my SoundCloud.
Really?
No, maybe like the second or third.
It's got
Yeah. How did you find that? How did you find that?
29 plays and shit.
Yeah. It's one of the smaller ones. How did you find it?
I was looking, like I was on Twitter, and I could probably go through my notifications and find like what it was, but I saw your name
Yeah.
and I thought it sounded cool, so I looked at your profile and I saw like all the shit, you know, and I went and listened to that song because the cover looked really cool.
Edited the cover myself. Thank you.
Did you
Thank you. I really appreciate that, bro.
like did you draw that on? Or is it from an anime?
Oh, I didn't. That's from an anime. That is definitely from an anime.
Do you
I meant
remember?
I put like three or four filters on it. What anime it was? Oh my God, I have to look at this cover again. Let me. Okay, let's see. I think I know off the top of my head, but I want to make sure I don't accidentally hype up the wrong one, you know? That'd
Yeah.
be really awkward. Is this I think this is orange. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. This could be the wrong anime, and I'm a fake weeaboo. I'm a fake otaku. But I'm pretty sure it's orange.
I'm
Which
going.
is orange is like my favorite anime of like all time. Oh my God, have you watched it?
I have not. I've never even heard of it, actually.
Bro, it is so good. Oh my God.
I'm looking it up
I
right
found it on
now.
like an edit. Yeah.
Orange
I found it on
anime.
some like AMV.
Nice. I think that my favorite anime is kind of like cliche, but it's Death Note.
Dude, okay, I'm gonna be honest. This is where I expose myself. Dude, I only watched half of Death Note.
What?
And then, yes, I only watched half of it.
And then, wait, how? Low-key, like...
Dude, I can't do long animes. If it's over 12 episodes, I quit.
What? Dude.
Like, no cap.
What? What you... That's like almost all animes.
Exactly, bro. I watch every anime for like 12 episodes, and then I quit.
Bro,
I don't know.
That's how I am with like with regular TV shows. Like if it's over a season, I'm done.
Yes. Oh my god.
It has to be like
the only one I binge watched.
Yeah, it has to be like a special show for me to finish it.
Yes.
I was actually I was watching Office before we started talking.
Oh no way.
Yeah, I'm on like season 5, episode 3.
Dude, I love The Office. Wait, is this your first watch through?
No, it's like my third.
Hell yeah, bro. The Office. It's an amazing show, dude. Oh my god.
What's your favorite?
It has everything you could want.
What's your favorite character in The Office?
Ooh, that's a good question. I gotta say Michael, bro. If I had to work a 9 to 5, a shitty office job, I would definitely want Michael as my boss. Bro. He's just funny. Like, you know?
Yeah, and like, you know, he genuinely tries.
Yeah. He like tries to make everybody happy, bro. And Michael's a good boss.
Yeah, I watched an interview with Steve Carell, who is the guy who plays Michael, and it was about The Office. It was like after it had just finished, I think, and like they were asking him questions from fans, and one of them was, you know, like why the fuck does everybody treat Michael so bad, and. He was like, well, you know, the writers tried to make it a believable office space. So if everybody was nice to their boss all the time, it wouldn't be that believable.
That is true. That is true. Honestly, most of the comedy of the show comes from like the Michael conflict. I honestly, the show kind of fell off a little bit for me when Michael like wasn't on it. You
oh
know?
Yeah, man. That's definitely, I think like around like season 6 is when it started to drop off for me.
Yeah,
but like,
that sucks, but
I feel like Will Ferrell was a decent replacement.
Yes, definitely. Bro, Will Ferrell is just a funny comedian all around.
He really is. Like, he's super good at improv.
Definitely.
Like,
I forget what I found out was improv from him, but like I remember I found out one of them, and I'm like, what?
Do you watch like the SNL skits and shit?
I do. Sometimes. I used to. Not as much anymore, but, like, I definitely used to.
Well, like, okay. There's one with him and Jim Carrey that I love. It's, like, so Will Ferrell is in a hot tub, right? Like, in, like, a sauna place. And Jim Carrey comes in, and he's, like, lifeguarding this, like, the little hot tub. And he's just, like, he's just being a dick and, like, so overbearing to Will Ferrell. like he's basically treating the hot tub like it's a whole pool. And and I found out that whole thing was improv from Will and Jim.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's honestly like my
bro,
favorite.
Bro, you gotta send me that.
Yeah, bro. It's my favorite skit. I'll send you the link. Like, I'll send you the link later.
But I'm trying to think of like my favorite like SNL skit. I know I like a lot of Key and Peele. You ever seen their skits?
Oh, dude, I love Key and Peele.
Hell yeah. Oh my god, bro. What is like my favorite? Obviously, I gotta be basic. I gotta be basic. I really like the Aaron, bro.
Aaron, dude.
Bro, substitute teachers do not like, oh my god. Every substitute teacher I've had was literally like that, though. It's like, it's legit true.
It really is, dude. Fuck. You mean Aaron? Get the fuck out of my classroom!
For real,
though. Dude, okay. Hey, so I have a friend. His name is Michael, but we all call him Brandon, right? And
yeah,
at our school, there's a sub that's like he's like a sub like a lot of the time there. He like you know he works at the school, and if a teacher needs somebody to stand in, he just comes in there. And no matter how many times this kid tells the teacher his name, like he wants to be called Brandon, always Michael, without fail.
Bro, that is. Bro,
I know,
that's
dude.
Legit. That's legit. I've never had like a substitute teacher who was super sensitive. Most of my substitutes have been kind of just like kind of mean, you know.
Yeah,
but I had a teacher cry in class once. That was really awkward.
Damn,
that was something. Yeah, I think this one kid just kept talking and like it got to her, bro.
Jesus. Dude, today in my art class, because I'm doing online,
Yeah.
this teacher like fucking went off on these kids in class, like sent them out in the hallway and everything. It was funny.
Dude, oh my God. Teachers, bro. Teachers, bro.
Teachers.
I do like independent school now. It's super chill. It's like,
Is that kind of like homeschool?
yeah, kind of. Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. I don't know. It's just cool. I could do like the work like whenever. It's bad for me though, because like I'll procrastinate all day.
Yeah,
I'll be
same.
playing video games and like watching YouTube until like 8 o'clock at night, and then I rush,
Yeah, bro. Okay, so like for my civics class, this teacher gives us like it's a fair amount of work, I guess. But I just don't do it. Like I haven't even attended that class for like a month.
Yeah, I'm like so far behind in like everything right now, dude. English especially, bro. I hate that class, dude.
Dude,
I gotta read like Frankenstein, bro. Oh my
Oh,
God.
sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I read the comic book adaptation of that when I was like seven.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
I've watched like the movies, but that's it. That's
Wait, like,
it.
which one of the movies? Like the old ones or the new ones?
I have no idea. I just remember being a little kid and watching them. Probably the old ones. That's what I watched when I was a kid. I watched all like the old movies, to be honest.
Yeah, like the
Oh,
old
what's
like
the.
the old like cheesy like monster costumes and shit.
Yes, dude. Yes. Oh my God. For real.
Dude. Okay. So like where would you want to go with your music, you know, as a career, I guess?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't even know if I want to do it as a career, really. I kind of just like it for like the culture. I guess the culture or like the I really enjoy making it,
Yeah.
I guess if I could, bro, I'd like to be an artist, dude,
Yeah, I mean like I'd
So
like to
that'd be sick.
I feel like the point that I'd like to get to is just like where I can, I guess, like be substantial from it, you know what I mean? Like not have to work and be able to do it
Definitely.
as like a full-time thing.
Definitely. Fucking 9 to 5, no cap.
Fuck a
Definitely.
9 to 5.
I don't
That's
know.
the quote of the year right there. Fucking 9 to 5.
Yes. Bro, that's my yearbook quote. Bro, I miss group chats, dog. It's been a minute since I've been in a cool group chat. Actually, I got this artist group chat with me, Aiden, X-Limit, and a couple other artists. Shout out Nick Minaj. Shout out Bushiru. Dude, it's so cool. But we don't talk as much as we used to in there,
Oh
but
man.
it's a cool group chat.
So like, is there
Dude, I feel like
anything?
every group chat goes through that.
Yeah,
And like it just
definitely.
kind of dies off and it's just really sad.
So like, is there anything that you wouldn't wanna like do in like with music, like the industry, I guess?
It's a good question. I don't know. Like, I guess I just want to have like more full creative control over what I do,
Yeah.
So anything that would take away like from that, like a label or whatever, would definitely put me off,
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I guess that's like the main thing that encompasses a whole lot of things, so I guess maybe that's too
Yeah,
broad, but like
it's chill. I think like
yeah,
the only
stuff like that.
thing that kind of like I guess scares me about it, which I've talked about this before, but is like having fake friends and shit.
Yes, I feel like most of my friends are bigger than me right now, so like I don't really gotta worry about that, But like, hey, we're all coming up. We're all coming up. If
Yeah, man.
I go up, everybody going up. You feel?
You have to take everybody with you.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh,
What
fuck.
were you saying? What were you saying about that? About that?
Oh, yeah. I just recently, you know, like even being like such a small artist, I guess, like this guy connected with me, like, because I guess we were friends beforehand, which, you know, like, just haven't talked in a long time. And we were talking, and he mentioned that he heard, like, some of my music. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, so how's that going? And I was like, you know, like, I made, like, 16 cents last month. And he started, like, going off on me about that. And I was just, like, not trying to have it.
Yeah, I feel. Bro, you're already doing better than me with your 16 cents over there. I made zero, right?
Dude, okay. I made 16 cents and my distributor took 10 cents. Like, yeah, she left me in the past. Got me smoking on the stress. I just watch the time pass. And I really wanna die. Yeah, she left me in the past. Got me smoking on the stress. I just watch the time pass. And I really wanna die.
Yeah. Do you make a, I'm assuming you don't, but like if you do that, it's cool. Sorry if I'm assuming, but I'm assuming you don't make enough to like pay for the distributor, right?
I mean, I probably do. I just don't feel like it because I don't make music that often. So it's not like, you know, it's not really a necessary thing.
Okay. Okay. Definitely. Definitely. I've been looking into that. I'm a broke boy though.
I would definitely suggest United Masters because they're like their free shit is like it's super cool.
Wait, free?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, like it. Okay, you can pay for it, and it's like it's obviously like way better, but their free plan is pretty good as well.
Okay. I didn't know they had a free plan.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I looked into it when you sent it to me, and I saw, like, $20 a year, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, but whoa, okay.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. I might have to check some stuff out.
I mean, like, you know, looking at your page and shit, you know, like, it seems like you release music pretty, pretty frequently. So you know, it might not be like the best thing for you, but you know, like if you ever get to a point where you're like spacing them out more, it's definitely like, you
That's what,
know.
that's actually what I've been going for nowadays.
Well, yeah, okay,
I've
so
been going for
basically
once every 2 weeks, 2 to 3.
their whole thing is like you can upload songs like to Spotify and all that shit like once a month. Like basically like you could do like an album, a single, an EP, anything, like it's just once a month. You know what I mean?
So you could release an EP once a month?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy,
So
bro.
like I guess like what you could do is like, you know, like collect all the songs that you released during that month and like, you know, do that. And just make like, yeah, like just make like collections and shit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That is super sick. I don't know. I probably want to keep SoundCloud as like my main platform. The reason I was hesitant because I heard people telling me about like DistroKid and stuff, I
Oh
think.
no, dude, don't fuck with DistroKid.
Why do you say that?
Because I've just had bad experiences with DistroKid.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
You gotta go in depth.
I'm not sure if I should,
Are
but
you
I'll give you like the rundown.
okay?
Basically, I tried to release through
If you can't, it's all
DistroKid.
good.
I tried to, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure like it wouldn't, you know, produce repercussions or whatever. But like I tried to release through them, and you know, like they said they would put it on like Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, you know, all the stuff. And basically they just didn't. Like it went up on
They
like
didn't.
it went up on Spotify, it went up on YouTube like 2 weeks later, and it never went on SoundCloud. I haven't checked if it's on iTunes yet, but yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
And like
Bro,
if I'm
so,
gonna
but this other one you're telling me is better?
yes, you know, United Masters is definitely better.
Bet.
Cause like
The thing that was putting me off from DistroKid was like the $20 a month, or is it $20 a year? Something. It's money.
for
I don't got
DistroKid, it's like
$20, so.
it's $20 a release, like per song. I know, bro.
Dude. Whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
That's stacks. That's money.
For real,
I don't
like
got that.
especially with like, you know, the amount of stuff that you put out.
Yeah. I see the homies like putting out a lot of stuff and like on like all platforms and stuff. And so I respect it, bro. Stacks, dude.
Yeah, bro, it's
Yeah, one day, bro, one day.
one day we'll be making that kind of money.
So wait, so yeah. So what's up with your so you use your you put stuff on all platforms. How do you get like the beat rates and stuff? How do you get what's up with your beats and everything?
I have a producer, he goes by Avocado, and basically
Oh.
he makes my beats for me.
That is pretty sick. That is
Yeah,
pretty
dude.
sick. That's really cool.
He's so fucking cool. Like, you know, if I like take off, I'm definitely taking him with me.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. That is super sick. Dude, I've wanted to like learn how to produce myself. I think it'd be super sick.
I've been trying to like figure it out.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it takes like some knowledge of like music theory and stuff though
Definitely.
that I don't have.
I mean,
So shout out anyone who could produce.
Yeah, definitely shout out anyone who can produce, because I am definitely not one of those people.
Same.
Bruh.
I think Aiden was telling me about like I think his brother produces or something. So shout out that dude. Shout out Riffin, bro. Shout out, what'd you say his name was?
Avocado.
Shout out Avocado, bro.
Yeah, bro, definitely. He makes sick beats, sick beats.
Hell yeah.
He did the instrumental for Flowers on Saturn.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, that is sick, bro.
That shit
Hell
goes
yeah.
off.
For real. Hell yeah, dude.
He did the he did it for like the original version and the remix.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Dude, that is super sick. Shout out him.
Shout out Avocado. He's definitely a G, bro.
Are y'all in like a music collective or anything, or like just like artists working together? Because I know Sadva.
Sadvier.
I know you just told me how to Sadva.
Yeah.
I know he makes a lot of music too.
Yeah, like he was gonna
Y'all
be
are.
here, but like I messaged him like about like 20 minutes ago and he hasn't seen it yet. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, I feel.
But
But
yeah,
yeah.
he wanted to be here.
Are y'all in like a, for sure. Are y'all in like a collective though? Or
No,
like just like.
there's this platform called BandLab. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Nah.
Well, basically, it's kind of like SoundCloud, except like there's no limit to how much you can upload. It's doubled as like a social media platform as well. It's
Ooh.
super underground and shit, And
That's sick.
yeah, I met Sadvier on there before he like gained the traction that he has now, which he's definitely moving up in the world. And
Definitely.
I tried. I actually was gonna make, or not make instrument. I was originally going to take and mix his vocals and shit, but that did not work out because I was not as good as it as I thought I was. And
I feel that.
yeah, bro.
I
And
feel
shit, Avocado. I met him through the same platform. And he had, I had instrumentals up on his page and shit. Yeah, and we just started
That is
talking.
super sick, bro. Hell yeah. That is sick.
That's the
Dude, I've
story.
never heard of this place. Maybe I'll have to go there when I run out of the SoundCloud limit, dude.
Oh yeah, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm probably not gonna hit that for a minute.
Yeah. I feel like I'm coming up on it, but like I've been slowing down on my releases, so maybe I could procrastinate it for a little bit longer.
Yeah,
I'm at like
because
25% or something.
I'm checking right now, because I originally uploaded like a lot more stuff than I do now. I would upload like little
Yeah.
like beats and shit that I made, and it's pretty much like everything that I did music wise. But I had to stop doing that because
Yeah.
I hit like 50% and only had like two of my actual songs on there, and I was like, holy
That's
shit.
crazy. That's
This
crazy.
needs to stop.
For one of these days, I'm gonna have to go through and purge like all like the old tracks, dude.
Oh man.
Honestly. Okay, there's only a couple that I even want to keep. Like Cold World staying up forever, dude.
Yeah, bro.
I'm trying to think. That might be it. That might be. Oh, maybe the track with Love Loss, the first one, Better Dead.
Better
That might stay
Dead.
up for a while. Forever. Yeah, that's a good one.
I
But that's
think
sick. That's probably it. I had no idea how to mix, bro. I just raised everything. Everything I had the ability to raise got raised. And it just came out bad. Like.
I mean, yeah, it definitely happens sometimes, and it sucks when it does, but let's
Yeah.
see here. I'm looking at your page again. I think that you should definitely keep Broken Promises on there.
Oh, definitely.
And the other ones that you talked about. And other than
All the
that,
popular ones are really cool too.
yeah, like the one I most recently listened to was In the Past with X Limit.
Oh yeah. I like that one. I like that one. That one I gotta keep. It still had the bad mixing, but like I don't know, I just really like that one.
Yeah, like
So
it's
I'll definitely
definitely
keep.
good for the way that you made it, like the way that you talked about making it.
Yeah, for real, for real. Thank you.
I just
Shout
realized
out X Limit.
I'm not following
Yo.
you.
Oh.
Oh
Yo, everybody
shit.
listening, go check out X Limit's new EP. It's super good. Go check out Aiden's album. Sorry, I gotta do the shout outs early now that you mentioned the
Got a plug.
homies. Hey, and go
Got a
check out.
plug.
Definitely. And y'all already know what is your do you go by Demon Under the Bed?
Demon Under Your Bed, yeah. I mean,
Or yeah.
I go by pretty much whatever I feel like, but I guess Demon Under Your Bed or Spooks, like either one of those.
Yeah. Hey, go check out Spooks. Go run up Flowers on Saturn. Is he?
Yeah, bro.
It is bangers, bro. Hell yeah.
I only have like...
Oh, you hit me with the follow. Thank you.
Yeah, bro.
I got like 22, bro. Oh. Oh.
Damn.
30% used. Oh, no. Big rip. Getting a little too close for comfort.
Hold up. I need to fucking... Shit. How do I look at that?
Click upload and you'll see it in like the top.
Oh yeah. Let's see here. I've only used 7%.
Oh hell yeah, bro.
I still got another 93% going.
Hell yeah, bro.
With SoundCloud Pro, you can distribute your shit through SoundCloud.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
That might be the way to go.
It might be.
I don't know. I've heard with people getting like a false like copyright claims on SoundCloud, so I wouldn't trust SoundCloud to distribute it low key.
Oh yeah, that is true, bro.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I heard people are reporting people that they don't like. Like it's not even like actual copyright claims half the time, but
yeah, man.
I don't know how true that is, but like
a while ago I had like, let me go my notifications, see if I can find that again. But I uploaded a couple instrumentals and they got taken down. Like,
no way.
Yeah, man. It didn't like, and just told me. Yeah, it just told me that like it was copyrighted and nothing else.
Did you use like a sample, or was just like,
it might be that
just someone reported you something? Yeah. Bro, it sucks. It sucks.
Dude. So many people fucking mention me in comments on songs and shit.
Hell yeah.
Alright, let's see here.
Dude, my SoundCloud notifications be kinda dead sometimes.
Same.
Hey, shout out the homies though. Everybody who runs up the tracks are the homies. Everybody who comments and likes.
Yeah, bro, for real. Let's look at my insights and see how this shit's doing. My top listeners for this week is fucking user 247137184. Goddamn.
Yo, shout out him. Yo, my top listener. My top listener this week is the homie X Limit.
Nice, bro.
Let's use the top listener of like today. Is X Limit. Oh,
damn.
Hey, shout out X Limit. Shout out X Limit.
Shout out X Limit. He's definitely a G, bro.
He's a real one. If you're listening, X-Limit, you're the GOAT.
So, like, what's your process, like, with writing and recording and shit?
Ooh, it depends. Usually I'll just write. Like, whenever I'm able to, I write. And then, like, it'll just sit in the... Well, I'll write to a beat, definitely, of course. And I get, like, the free beats from YouTube. Because... I don't know any producers, and I can't produce. So I'll just have that like in like the I'll have it sitting in like the vaults for a long time, and then like when I'm ready, I'll record.
Yeah, I like to write before I have beats. Honestly, like it's just
really
kind of like a rule that I have.
That's cool. I respect that. I can't do that. It never comes out good. What do you record on?
I was using that BandLab thing. They have like an in-house mixer, like mix editor.
No way.
Yeah, man. And I'll probably keep using that because it's actually like pretty versatile.
That is sick, dude. I use like the Bandcamp on my phone. I can't cap.
Oh shit.
I plug in my headphones and I'm just like, I just record on that. I mix on that. Not Bandcamp. What the fuck am I talking about? Band, what is it called? GarageBand. GarageBand app. I don't know what I'm talking about over here, bro. Yes.
The OG.
I record on that and then, yeah. Dude, so many people are able to make that like so good. My homie Aiden knows this dude. He used to go by Curse Trappy, like he's ISO Tipton now. And he makes such cool music on just his phone, bro. It's crazy, dude.
I know, like, man.
What the fuck?
There's so many people that make like great music just off of their phone.
Hell yeah. I respect it, bro. That's so much talent, dude.
Same.
I can't. I'm not there yet, but one day I'll be there. You know?
Yeah, like I'm out here with my USB mic, my laptop, my shit, and it doesn't come out as good as some people who just use their iPhone.
Yeah, I feel.
It's all about the master, dude.
Mixing is hard. Yes, but you just got to keep going at it. You know.
Gotta keep on the grind.
The second I learned about, I know, bro, Aiden, that dude taught me how to mix, bro. Because I was just doing like one layer. And then he was like, bro, no. And he was like, he showed me like, if you do like one layer and then pan another layer to the left and then another layer to the right, it sounds amazing, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It
like really
opens up the track. Have you tried that?
I have. Do that?
Yeah, I love that. Dude, my tracks, they got like 10 layers nowadays.
My vocals usually have like at least like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I have one to like tighten that up.
Layering.
Another one to like the left and right pan thing. One for like the little bit of echo, and one for like a space maker.
Yeah. Definitely.
Obviously, you got to get that.
I feel like just the more layers you have, the best.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know. It could get dicey at some point, I guess. with volume control and shit.
Yes, definitely. It gets really hard. Dude, I don't even know. I kind of didn't think about like volume control for a long time, and like literally, I didn't think about it until like the last time I recorded. And I'm like, why is it? Because like I recorded one layer and it was so low, like it was like so like no volume to it. And it didn't sound good until I had like 5 layers on it. And I'm like, oh, maybe I gotta look into this a little bit, you know?
Yeah, like what usually happens to me
I'm
with that
it myself.
Is that like they'll get like super loud because I'll have like too many.
Yeah. That would be a problem.
Yeah,
that would
definitely be a problem. Because you have to figure out how to get it to the right volume, but also still get the effects that you want.
Yeah. I guess I'm definitely glad that my stuff comes out like really low volume instead of really high volume, because I'm gonna definitely have to figure out some new stuff later.
Yeah, bro, like this mic that I'm using, like it's got a gain, it has a gain control on it, but like it comes out quiet sometimes, like depending on what I'm using it for.
Yeah, definitely. I gotta get a cool mic. What type of mic you got?
It's just like an off-brand USB mic, honestly.
That's sick. I got a blue snowball, like I said, somewhere, but...
Nice.
Yeah, I've never used it. I used it, like, on, like, 2 tracks. I lost it.
None
of the tracks on my SoundCloud. Well, I didn't lose it, but, like, I just stopped using it.
How come?
I was like, well, okay. I kind of just realized that I know GarageBand a lot better than Audacity, to be honest. I don't get how Audacity works. It's so complicated. It's like GarageBand, like, you got like the bars and like the knobs and like is good, is Gucci. But like with Audacity, you got like numbers that you gotta input and like it's crazy. It's complicated.
I guess like
I'm not a sound engineer.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing, it'd probably be like it could be better, but you know, for me or you, that shit's complex.
Definitely. I don't know. I see, but hey. Mad respect to all the people coming up who use Audacity.
Yeah, man. I've never personally used Audacity. Like I've always just used like the BandLab thing I was talking about. I would definitely suggest checking it out.
I will. I'll look into it.
Yeah, because like they have a thing you can do like just in your browser, and they also have a downloadable program called Cakewalk. It's obviously a lot better than the browser thing.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely check it out. I'm thinking about getting a MacBook, because everyone I know who has a MacBook is just, they love it, you know?
Yeah, man.
But I'm also, like I said, I'm a broke boy, so I can't get a MacBook right now, but one day I'll be whipping up dough, and I'll get myself a MacBook.
I'm saving up to get a MacBook on, like, myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
That's sick.
That's the shit.
How much is the one that you're looking at? Because I haven't looked at it in a while, but they're like $1,000, bro.
Whoa, $1,000? No. I found one for like $300-something. Yeah, dude. The one that I'm looking at, it's like refurbished. It's like from 2018.
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Yeah, dude.
I'll be honest, $1,000 is not worth.
You have to find those good eBay picks, dude.
Yes.
Holy shit. Dude,
I'm scared of eBay. I've gotten scammed on there.
Oh, dude.
I mean, only for like a couple dollars, but still.
Dude, okay. This guy bought a picture of an Xbox One for $300.
I saw that. Oh my god, bro.
Okay. Dude. Apple 16-inch MacBook Pro 2019, $2,500.
Dude, what the fuck, bro?
This shit, dude. Yeah.
I'm too broke for that. Same. I haven't even got like $10 right now, bro. I got like $4 in my bank right now. I'm gonna be honest.
What I want to know is who needs a 16-inch laptop,
bro? For real?
Like, I'm definitely actually, not I have using no idea
how big my laptop is.
I think mine's like 9-inch.
Let me look up mine. Wait, is there a way to like look up? Okay, let's see. We'll see.
If you know like the model.
Yeah, I do actually. 15.60.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big laptop.
You got a big screen, my guy.
I do. I don't got the specs, but I got the screen. You know.
Where I see I lack in specs and screen, so.
Oh, I do.
Dude. I'm using a 2016 Chromebook that's been like dropped on the ground so many times, it's not even funny.
Dude, oh my god. Dude, I had a Chromebook and that shit got a virus, dog.
It's like missing pieces, like no cap.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
That is crazy.
Like the little thing, like on like the ends of it where you know like it folds like up and down.
Yeah,
those two little like shoulder caps are just gone. I have to like hold them whenever I like move the screen.
Oh my god! hey, Chromebooks are the way to go though. They're cheap. They're cheap.
Okay, they're cheap, but they can't do shit.
That's true. I don't know though. I had one, and like I was like a little ass kid. Okay, I wasn't a little kid. I was 10, and I tried to download Clash of Clans on it because I was a dumbass.
Wait. Are you talking about downloading it on a Chromebook?
Yes.
Oh shit.
And it was just an instant virus, bro. It was like my computer went from being like it went from running fast to like
not running. Oh my god.
Yep. I had like ads running in the background all the time, bro. It was like, oh my god. It was annoying.
Bro.
It was annoying.
Holy shit. My man is trying to play Clash of Clans on the Chromebook.
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
No cap though, okay. I have definitely almost gotten viruses from like trying to get like Doom emulators on here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, bro. I fucking love Doom. He's like my favorite. That's like my favorite video game series ever.
Bro, this computer that I'm talking on right now, I've never played Doom also, by the way. But I want to. But
whoa. You gotta play computer, Doom.
Dude, for real. It used to have a virus because I think I did like some SoundCloud to MP3. Maybe it was a YouTube to MP3s. And I guess I did the wrong one. And yeah. It did not run good, but I got it fixed up.
Nice.
And it runs super good now. And I'm too scared to do really anything on it. I got Steam. Any game I download is on there, and I don't download like anything from the internet, bro. I'm way too scared for that.
Dude, that's how I used to be. Now. Like, because, you know, like back when I was like a kid, you know, like 10 and 12 and shit.
Yeah.
All I had was like a beefy like Dell computer that ran like Windows 7 in my living room. And
yeah,
there was one time when I downloaded something and it made like the computer run slow. And my mom was like, "Oh, you gave her computer a virus, you know?" And like, I was like, like scared to download anything after that. Cause I didn't want to get in trouble for it.
Yes. Dude. Oh my God. Oh my, I think I've done that a couple times low key when I was a kid. Like, I tried to download like a video game and then yeah,
dude, I've got a story for you.
The computer stopped running good. Okay,
Okay,
let's hear
so back in
it.
like the early days of my schooling when we still had computer lab and shit, I found a thing to play Halo on the PC. And of course it's not meant it was it wasn't meant for PC back then. And so I was playing Halo on these PCs, and they started like fucking up on me. And I was little, so I had no clue what was happening. I was like, "Oh, that's weird." Move on to the next computer, and like within like 2 days, I had burnt out all the PCs in the computer lab, and I got in so much trouble for that.
Oh my
I was just trying to play Halo.
Bro. Yo, free my mans. He was just trying to play Halo, dog. What the fuck? Dude,
Yeah, dude,
can't be like that.
I got sent to like ISS for like a week for that shit.
Fuck, dude.
No parole.
That's whack. That's whack. Hey, at least they didn't charge you for their computers, though,
Oh
dude.
yeah,
That's
dude, that would have been like at least like $12,000 worth of PC.
Fuck, bro.
It was like, I think it was
Holy
32
shit.
computers that I killed.
Oh
I killed them all, dude. Literally just trying to play
my.
Halo.
Bro, what a G. What a G, bro. Oh my God.
That's the Halo story right there, bro. If
Bro, hell yeah.
you didn't
Dude,
do that
low-key,
shit when
it's
you were a
worth.
kid, you didn't live.
Bro, for real, though. Oh my God.
Grind, struggle,
Dude.
shine.
Hey, at least you got to play Halo a couple times,
For
though.
real,
So,
I got
worth.
like a decent half the campaign done.
Worth. Hell yeah.
And now I have Halo on my
Definitely.
original Xbox.
I got the Master Chief Collection on my Xbox One, but like,
Oh man.
dude, it takes like, I swear to God, it takes like a week to download. Like, I got no internet. Okay,
Well,
not a week,
yeah,
but like,
man,
it takes like 3 or 4 days to download.
10 games.
It is. Oh my God. But it's so annoying, bro. Like, I legit can't do anything on my like Wi-Fi for like 4 days if I wanna have Halo. Like, because my Wi-Fi is already bad, and then that taking up the bandwidth
Just keep it installed,
is
bro.
gone. That's a good idea. I don't know why I deleted it. I should have, yeah.
Yeah,
That
like
would have been the way to go. High key.
that's the kind of game that like you get it and then like you're like, I'm tired of this game. You uninstall it, and then the next day you're like, I want to play Halo.
Yes.
But
For
yeah, bro.
real, bro.
I've got
That's
Halo
how it be.
on my OG Xbox. I got Halo 1 and 2.
Oh hell yeah. Dude, three was my favorite. Three was so good. It fell off after three, in my opinion.
Really?
Like,
I think it fell off at
yeah.
like Halo Guardians, like the Guardian shit where they just introduced like the Spartan. That's the dumbest shit I ever did see.
I don't remember that, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, bro, like
Dude,
the
so when did that come out?
it came out like 2018.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
And it like that game had like it had the worst co-op, it had like the worst campaign of any Halo game. It fell off.
Was it like a full Halo game?
Yeah, it was like a whole ass
I
Halo
do not
game.
remember this. Oh, yes. Oh my,
Guardians,
okay, I
it was
remember
like
it
a
now.
big deal.
Yes, I remember it. Dude, I completely missed out on that. I
I actually
remember.
spent like a shit ton of money on the Halo 5 Guardians edition, like Xbox One. Like it came with like a
No.
metallic figurine, the game, like cars and shit, and just fucking
Yeah.
it was a terrible game and I was so mad.
That
I
sucks.
could have spent my
Dude.
money on a Minecraft Xbox One and would have been much more better for my money.
Bro, worth. Low key, Minecraft is a game that doesn't get old.
It
High
really is,
key.
dude. Time-old traditions
For
happen in
real.
Minecraft.
For real, though.
Like,
Bro, if it ever dips from like $25, I'll get it again. Because
bro,
$25 is a whole lot.
I would
It's a
gift
lot
it
of
to you,
money.
but I don't got the money either.
For real,
I got Minecraft for my
though.
birthday like 2 years ago, no cap.
Oh, no way. Dude, maybe that's the
Yeah,
way to go. Maybe
bro.
that's the way to go.
If it wasn't for that, I'd still be playing my Minecraft for Xbox 360 disc.
Yes. I have it on the Xbox One. Low key, but I don't even use like my Xbox One much anymore. I'm a computer dude now.
I use it mainly like CS:GO, like to watch Netflix and shit.
Yeah, I don't even watch Netflix. I'm gonna be honest. Wait, I don't watch anything anymore.
So, wait, but like, I don't watch TV. So what do you watch, like?
Dude, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
If you don't watch, Netflix.
I watch like YouTube and Twitch. That's what I do. That's what I do. I'm an e-boy, bro. But nah.
Twitch. I tried to stream on Twitch for a while, but it's just not my thing.
Bro, I want to try. I want to try.
I'll start streaming.
It'll be really boring. But...
I'll start streaming once I have, like, a following.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Definitely.
Because, like, the last time I tried to stream... my friend's audio cut out like 25 minutes into a 4-hour stream and no one told me.
Oh my god. That sucks, bro. Oh my god.
And the thing is, like, there were four people watching me just talk to myself for like a solid 3.5 hours.
Didn't say anything.
Not a fucking word.
That's legit.
They're all ultra G's, bro.
Bro, for real. Dude, I feel like I wouldn't be able to get anybody to watch me for 4 hours. Low key. One day.
We were playing like Sea of Thieves or something. Dude, I fucking love Sea of Thieves.
Oh my god, that game looks good, but I've never played it.
You should definitely try it out. Cool, if you get the chance.
Definitely. If it's ever has like one of those like free weeks on Xbox, let me know. Oh, wait, I don't got Xbox Live.
So. Well, yeah. All right, so due to like just time's sake, I'm gonna have to like cut it off here. But like, okay. If you wanna plug your social media or anything else, you know.
All right. Follow me on SoundCloud at Joint Disgrace. And that's it. Follow me on Twitter at SadBoyPunkStar. That's it. Hey, shout out the homies though. Shout out Aiden.
Yeah, Hilton. Bro, you can't forget shout the out homies. X-Limit.
Yeah, definitely not. Shout out Nick Minaj with 3 J's. Shout out Boshiru. Hey, we in here. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
thank you for having me on, Brisky.
Yeah, no problem, dude. Do you have like a final message that you want the people to hear?
Dude. My final message is, it's a good question. Yo, I don't got a final message. I'm going to be honest. Yo, feed some homeless people. That's my final message. Be nice. A good person. Hell yeah. Let's get it. Thank you for having me on, dog. I appreciate it.
You were super cool to talk to, man.